The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And Colleen, I'm going to invite the choir to come on up. Is that right? Choir, you're going to sing right in the very beginning of our service. So go ahead and come on up and get your positions. And I am going to just share some brief announcements as you guys come forward here. Good morning, everybody. You know, sometimes at church, you're kind of wondering, well, what are we going to talk about? Is this going to relate to my life? Today, what we're going to talk about actually relates to everyone's life, and that is stress. Anybody have stress? Everyone should be raising their hands because it's most definitely true. And we're overwhelmed with our stress, but what we're going to take away and be blessed with today, we're going to be overwhelmed not by our stress. We're going to be overwhelmed by God's love for us through Jesus. And so that's a great way to take away the stress in our life. Just some brief announcements, then we're going to hit it off with our choir. They're leading us here this morning for the very first time this year. Now, the first thing is that the women's study, the Mid-Valley Women of Faith, they're beginning this Tuesday for 8 weeks in our fellowship hall from 9 to 10:30. There's information on a card in the narthex. Go ahead and check that out. And the second thing of importance is that on Thursday, the Chamber of Commerce is meeting in our fellowship hall. They meet the third Thursday of every month. This month is a really timely topic. They're going to be discussing disaster preparedness, emergency preparedness. And we're addressing that here at Peace as well. So the cost for that lunch is $10. I'll be here. And it's just a great way to get to know the community here in Philomath and to hear more about disaster preparedness as well. And then finally, I just want to point one person out, and it looks like we got another announcement here with Peggy. In Bible study a few weeks ago, I shared with everyone that we have someone who is competing in the PBA championship, or PBA, I don't know what you call it, the PBA tour, which is the bowling tour across America. And he is going to be 90 years old, my friends, 90 years old. And the tournament is in Lebanon, October 13th. And I just want to point him out and embarrass him today. It's Bill Harris right there. Hi, Bill. He will be, so, 90 years old, and he's competing in the PBA. And he told me his average is 188. I have never broken 188. That is awesome. Yeah. And he's a guitar player. Yeah, he's pretty wild. Bill Harris. So I wanted to point him out to everyone. I wasn't making that up in Bible class. Peggy, you have some announcements to share.
Well, something that didn't get put in the bulletin was that June's Kids Closet, and we will begin our volunteer work there this Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 3. And it's located down where the community food bank is off of 9th Street. And I sure would like to see a lot of women come out for that to help them out, because they really are in need of our support at this time. So this Tuesday, 1 o'clock. See you there.
Jenny?
We've been blessed with a lot of new members this year, and I'd just like to introduce myself to those that don't know me. My name is Jenny Burton, and I'm the chairperson for our upcoming bazaar that's going to be held November the 9th. Please read in your bulletin under announcements the little blurb that I had written there. There's going to be a lot of different areas that we need help in. We specialize in our baskets. That is that they're all themed. So you buy the products, you bring them, and Kay puts them together for us. They can be most any theme, but she will help you out if you need help with a theme. Most any craft is accepted as long as it's new. We have a cookie corner. We have a new cookie lady this year, Sharon Starr. She's a little bit under the weather today, so she's not here to talk to you yet. Other than that, any other homemade goodies are welcome as well, whether they be pies or the sticky buns are good, and breads and whatever else it might be. Then in one of the classrooms, we set up Granny's Attic, which is made up of gently used items. And the dates of these will be at a later time when I actually get my act together. If you know ahead of time if you have any large items that you'd like to sell, that means anything that won't sit on a tabletop, please let us know so we can set aside the area so we could display those really nice for you. Also, I need a volunteer with a full-size pickup. I live on the northwest side of Corvallis, and I have a lot of displays the week of that will have to be transported to the church. We're going to have a raffle this year of a gorgeous quilt that the ladies have spent numerous hours on, and more information on that to come as well. I'll be standing outside this door with a sign-up sheet. Hopefully somebody will stop by and ask some questions, and we can get started on this. Thank you.